case number 13209, Michael and Ellen McGoldrick seek variances from the separation requirements for proposed structures and the maximum lot coverage in a mobile home park. Section 115.25 and 115.172 of the Sussex County Zoning Code. The property is located to the east side of Harbor Road. The 911 address is 12 Harbor Road in Millsboro. The zoning district is AR1. The tax map is District 234, Map 25, Parcel 6, Unit 4574. The applicant is seeking a 5.4-foot variance from the 20-foot separation requirement between the proposed shed and manufactured home on Lot 7, a 4.1-foot variance from the 20-foot separation requirement between the manufactured home, the proposed manufactured home, and the manufactured home on Lot 5, a 2% variance from the 35% maximum lot coverage. And we have zero letters of support, zero letters of opposition, and one mail return.
Good evening. Can you state your name and address for the record, please?
Ellen McGoldrick, 21 Pearson Circle, Springfield, PA.
And do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes.
Thank you.
So, good evening. The floor is yours.
Okay. I'm looking for a variance to replace an aging home that was on the property. The lot's very small and limited, so it's been quite difficult looking for something that will fit the footprint. I did actually find something a bit smaller than the existing property was, which gives me the opportunity to move an existing shed that was encroaching on my neighbor's property to up against the house, which takes him off. But that's the most I, and it makes my driveway, which also is a bit on his property, gives me the opportunity to replace the driveway in the same footprint as the house that I had there before. The neighborhood is also being, everybody's starting to replace smaller homes that existed there. And right next door to me on this, which is the lot 7, that has been replaced last summer. And they did a lot of fill-in, which has caused our property to flood quite a bit, along with a walkway that was put in 2 years ago, a road that's, you can see that on the map also, that was put in 3 years ago. So it's, and two new homes that are directly across the street also causing my property to flood a bit. So this new home is going to give me the opportunity to both fill in. We had septic tanks there, so I'd like to have that filled in, and some of the lot of other holes that are causing some sinkage of the ground itself. Questions?
Do you have your packet on you?
I do.
There's a sheet that says criteria for a variance.
Mm-hmm.
Could you go through each of those? You
absolutely.
Get some.
So the lot's small and limited to its unique shape. None of the sides are the same, and the lot's located in a flood zone, which has caused some restrictions on replacing the dwelling. Due to these dimensions and all neighboring people that have placed its, we've exhausted all our options based on our needs and our budget. We've also viewed and tried numerous dwelling layouts, the design and the models to satisfy those setbacks and separation. The dwelling we have selected best fits our family needs and falls within the setbacks. The previous one was 2 foot bigger. The neighboring structures and their placement were not created by myself, and the entire community has quite small lots. I think it's since the 1950s, and there's three streets in the place. Most of the trailers there are mobiles that come in and out. There's only a few people that stay there on a permanent basis. And number four, the lot's been vacant for several years, and become an eyesore. This is the lot that's across the street that they replaced it with a newer home, which again has caused my lot some flooding. And based on our family's needs and budgets, we're attempting to meet all the setbacks, separations, and maximum lot coverage code requirements. There were other dwellings that we initially looked at and finally decided to go on this one that's 2 feet smaller than the existing one, which was 25 foot wide.
Okay. Thank you for that. Any questions from the board? So now are you going to be hooked at public city and water, sewer and water?
Yes.
Going away with the septic system?
Yes. Yeah, that was taken away quite a few years ago. Okay. But I'm noticing that just recently, walking the property, I fell into a large sinkhole. So the new property, once the, you know, it will be all filled in and...
In the proposed shed that's on there currently,
yes.
Is that, you say that's being removed?
It's being removed, correct. That is 5 inches on the lot seven's property. Okay. When he came to replace his, I came to that meeting and found out that I was 5 inches. He said it was fine, but we're going to have it taken out and replaced with something off his property.
You also said you're going to be moving the driveway.
Correct.
So onto your...
You'll notice that there's just a bit that that's on his property. Yes, we'll be that's why I needed that extra 2 foot and a smaller footprint from what I originally had, so I can stay off his property.
Have you talked to any of the neighbors about your plans?
Yes, yeah, they're very happy for us. Happy that, you know, the old ones are coming out and some new ones making the neighborhood look nicer.
Besides the neighbors, an HOA or the park that you're in?
Yes, they're very happy. And
okay with that?
Yes, they want me to replace.
Again, it seems like everything's in the building within the building restriction lines. It's just where your issues are, where the other things are placed on the other properties, the adjacent properties on both sides.
Correct.
Is what it looks like. Mr. Sharp.
Thank you. One of the things that we have, not just the separation distance requirement, is that you have you're over on the amount of impervious surfaces by 2%. I don't believe I heard you address that standard. I was hoping you could.
I'm hoping that since I'm replacing exactly what I had there, which was a 3-bedroom home, that I hope to replace it with again a 3-bedroom home.
How much is the current impervious surface of the property?
The square footage of the lot itself?
No, the amount of coverage that you have. So currently I'm looking at your concept plan. It says that you have 1,213 square feet of impervious surface, which
correct.
I presume would be the home, steps, HVAC shed, and deck.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know that for certain. I haven't calculated that, but I'm going off of your surveyor. Do you know what the current amount of impervious surfaces for the structures on your property?
I don't, but I do know that the one that I'm had before, this fits in that square. So assuming that they're a similar size.
One of the other things that you mentioned was that there were issues with drainage and flooding.
Correct.
I see you have a lagoon to the rear.
Correct.
By having this more coverage than is permitted of your property without a variance, how do you envision that will impact the drainage or flooding on your property or neighboring properties?
I just from what other people have done that are replacing their units that are all within me. Everybody seems to fill in the property, raising.
When you say fill in, can you explain that?
Rock, dirt.
Okay, so bringing in.
To bring me to the level of the walkway that is now behind my house.
When was that walkway put in there?
2 years ago.
And was that put in by the landlord or the?
That's correct, and the street.
Okay, so your property is lower than the walkway?
Correct.
And it's lower than the street?
Correct.
So you need to build that up. Yeah. How tall is your house going to be?
Well, based on the properties that are around us, right now I know we had to be 8 foot off of mean low tide when we replaced it the first time. And the house next to me is maybe 2 foot higher than that. So, like, he can look down into my house. So I'll be the same level as him now.
Okay, I have no further questions. Thank you.
Any questions from the board? If you would have a seat in the front.
Sure.
Is there anyone present who is in favor of case number 13209? Is there anyone present who is in opposition of case number 13209? If there are no further questions from the board, I will close the public hearing and entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I move that we approve case number 13209 for Michael and Ellen McGoldrick. The requested variance is pending a final written decision based upon the record made during the public hearing and for the following reasons. The property has unique physical conditions due to the irregular and narrowness of the lots, and the exceptional practical difficulty is due to such conditions. Due to such physical circumstances or conditions, there is no possibility that the property can be developed in strict conformity with the Sussex County Zoning Code, and the variance is therefore necessary to enable the reasonable use of the property. The exceptional practical difficulty has not been created by the applicant. The variances will not alter the essential character of the neighborhood, nor substantially or permanently impair the appropriate use or development of adjacent property, nor be detrimental to the public welfare. The variances represent the minimum variance necessary to afford relief and represents the least modification of the regulation at issue.
Second.
A motion and a second. Mr. McClure?
Aye.
Mr. Kingrey?
Aye.
Mr. Levengood?
Aye.
Dr. Hitchens?
Aye.
And I too. So with a vote of 5-0, case number 13209 has been approved.